to the Great Podcast with your host, Randy Howell and Jason Peltz.
Yes, and the kids go wild for the Great Podcast, and so should you. Welcome to the Great Podcast with Randy and Jason at the helm, getting ready to give you some quality entertainment.
And Vinnie Vincent also goes wild when he hears the Great Podcast.
Oh, dear. We are going to stick with that.
But George Lynch does not.
You're about to get struck.
Why?
Because George Lynch is a great guitar player.
George Lynch is God.
Yeah, kind of for guitars and stuff. Yeah.
But did he die, though?
No, not yet. Not he will one day.
Did he die and then come back?
Are you trying to lead me and our listeners into our topic for today?
Such as a legendary bass player known as Nikki Six.
He did it twice.
Yeah, he did.
But he doesn't have any near-death experiences to talk about.
YOLO.
Not sure what the hell that just... What do you mean, YOLO?
YOLO.
I don't.
Nikki Six has been defying that law since 1987.
Well, he's a good bass player. I mean, he does his job.
I mean, I wouldn't say good, but yeah, he does his job for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he sucked, they probably would say, hey, we need a different bass player. I don't think he's a...
He writes all the songs, so that's going to be kind of hard.
He does?
Yeah. He writes a lot of them.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who writes in that band. Are you sure it's not Pudgy McStuffins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not him. Folks, this podcast is not about the music today. Oddly enough, we're going to do one on near-death experiences. Yay!
Yes, but
I'm excited.
Still confused why Nikki Six doesn't have anything to relate. Because he's done it twice.
Well, he might not remember it.
Maybe.
That could be, or he's just not sharing it.
Maybe.
That's not it. But the near-death experience was,
ashamed.
You know, here's how I got onto this topic, was I have been looking for, well, I was in my YouTube feed, and it started feeding me these. And so I watched these videos on it, and it got me intrigued. I was intrigued.
Were they videos with doves in the background and really soft music? Like, I died in 1984.
Oh, it's not like body. It's not like an NPR radio show. Yeah, that's what it was like.
Hey.
It wasn't like that at all. But it's what intrigued me was that there were so many different people from so many different backgrounds all experiencing the same type of thing, kind of like UFOs, right? I mean, there's not one certain kind of person other than living in the country that makes them common.
Wow.
But all these people, different religions, different backgrounds, different belief systems, and all that. And they all experienced something very, very similar. And so my thought was, hey, there might be something to this, right? And that was my thought.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about it? Do you believe that these are what they are, or what do you think?
I believe that people have had experiences, but I don't believe without empirical proof, like a recording, I don't believe that... That it was anything other than something like their brain keeps firing after they die.
Right. There's that evidence,
and
right?
And they come back. But I don't think it's anything spiritual. I think it's just a chemical reaction.
That's what you think.
Is what I think. It's what I believe.
And then do you think that after that experience happens, they fade to black? Is that your thought?
No.
Oh, okay. If it's just chemicals firing,
right?
It's once the chemicals are done firing, what do you think happens?
Their soul leaves their body and they go to their reward.
Okay, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're Anton LaVey, you get to go with the Prince of Darkness. Yeah, no,
that's
not
what makes
Ozzy
him
Osbourne.
Happy.
That's not Ozzy.
I mean,
Osbourne.
Anton LaVey, you know, is pretty okay guy. I mean, he was
peaceful, right?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't a shitty person. He just had wacky beliefs.
Okay. Which I think can affect who you are.
Well, no.
Shitty person
because
is, I
he
think,
wasn't
a,
doing anything immoral or wrong or illegal. He's just a weirdo.
Right. I get you. I know exactly what you're saying. And my thought is, so watching these videos, which I had hoped, talking about this in the past, that you watch some of them. And to me, you start to see a common theme.
There is a very common theme. That's why I'm on the side of it just being a chemical reaction.
See, and I think it's weird because
it's up to you.
I went to a different...
We take away what we take away.
Okay, and I'm sharing with you what I'm
absolutely
taking away.
What I want to hear.
So my thought was that it's a glimpse as to what's next. You know, and there's people that like you that it's you know, even just a shade different than what you think. They think it's the chemical reaction, and then you fade to black. It goes away. Right.
Well, the chemical reaction would stop.
And right. Then, and then you fade to black.
But I do believe that there is an existence beyond death.
See, and I think that too.
Yeah.
I think that too. But there are people that have belief. Like, I have a buddy who belongs to a specific religion. Mm-hmm. Where they witness a lot of things. And
yeah. On Saturdays and Wednesdays.
Well, him it's Sundays. But his thought is...
How are you witnessing things on the wrong days?
I don't question it. I just say, okay, sounds good.
All right, cool.
But he thinks that... and you'll meet him today. But he says you fade to black. That's his belief.
Okay.
That when you die, that's it. You fade to black and... And then you're remembered or something. I'm not sure what he said after that. But he, you know, you're only alive when Jesus or God or whatever remembers you.
So you
or thinks of you or something like that.
You basically lay in the ground and wait for the resurrection.
I think so. Something
okay,
like that. Yeah.
That's cool. I don't subscribe to that.
I don't either. And so
it's a little weird.
But with these experiences, getting back to that, the common theme was that people are not, they're no longer afraid of death after this.
Okay.
They no longer, none of these people fear death. They've said that in these videos that, you know, I don't fear death. I don't invite it. I don't want it, right. But I know it's going to happen and I don't fear it anymore. And some of them go into some detail about their experience and things that, you know, in their life, you know, that maybe not their most shining points, but, you know, some of them were shining points and things that they did really good. And they kind of describe that as kind of their judgment, right? And you're not being judged by God or Jesus or this entity, but it's more of a reflection of your life. And it happens in a second, they say. And then you judge yourself based on how you made other people feel, you know, the situation, all that kind of stuff. And it's more of like a self-judgment type thing.
Okay.
Which I thought was strange, you know, the judgment day. Yeah. God will judge you. Right. You will be judged. So to me, it seemed like, you know, it's not something, and they've expressed this too, that it's not something you can just kind of go, oh, well, you know, he had it coming, so we're good. You know, it's a very pure judgment, and you can't get by it, you know? And that's a pretty common theme in these things. So my thought was, that's judgment, and then some of the things that they are shown while they're doing their experience are things that are, you know, not of this earth. But they all seem to be very similar in what they talk about. So with it being a chemical reaction and something that they've not seen before, how are they so similar? Right?
Could be your subconscious.
All we being the same?
We live in a society that is predominantly what?
Christian.
Okay. So a lot of these things that you're describing are very, very Christian-centric.
I would say they're universal.
Maybe. I mean, it reminds me of an old Egyptian tale of when you die, you wander the desert and you meet Anubis, and he takes your heart and puts it on a scale. And then he takes a feather, an eagle feather, and puts it on the scale. And if they're the same weight, then you go to heaven. And if your heart is heavier, then you go to hell.
Ah.
So it's kind of very similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds very similar, right? So, and a lot of religions have very similar belief systems, too. A
few thousand years ago.
Sure. I mean,
most religions have very similar, like you said, similar belief systems. And so, you know, I could see that kind of bleeding into people. I mean, you hear stories as a child when you're growing up, and it could just be subconscious. I don't know. It could be spiritual. I don't know.
So, and while I like to remain open-minded about this whole thing, and I think about that, I've thought those same thoughts, but there are non-religious people that have experienced the similar things and
raised in a society that expresses these values.
Yeah, but not in detail.
No, but I mean,
do you think enough to bleed over though?
Yeah. So the way we work is, even if we're not consciously aware of something,
right,
we're intaking information constantly.
Right.
Just constantly, no matter what.
Right.
And it could just all be in there and being accessed during this event.
So the other thing I thought was interesting too was to help kind of separate that thought was these, you know, some of these people that experienced these things on these videos were atheists that did not believe in God at all, that thought, you know, it's all just a bunch of hooey.
Sure.
And there's people that, you know, like me being raised Catholic, that, you know, we go to church on the high holidays, you know, and to people that were already, you know, churchgoers and believers and all of that. So you've got your atheists all the way up to your, you know, every week kind of churchgoers and stuff. And to have that same experience shared to me and have it be as similar as it is. Now, what I think is weird is that some people are shown hell. Some people are taken to, their experience is being taken to hell and experiencing what that feeling is.
See, and that's the near death experience I want to see.
Ouch.
Because like my belief system, I don't believe in hell.
Oh, right.
Or the devil.
Right.
So I find those things to be very interesting.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I think from a curiosity standpoint, I would like to see it too, right? Just from curiosity.
Sure. But, well, I don't mean like me personally. I'd like to see those interviews.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But I would like to see, you know, like how this existence of hell works, you sure. know, what it is and all that. And then
I'm assuming it's like a little Nicky.
But it's also, I have more of a curiosity.
Finally got it.
Yeah, it took me a second, but right. Popeye's chicken's fucking awesome, right, dude? Right. So, but then there's like, I want to see what these people are seeing too. I'm curious about that, and I'd like to preface everything, or post preface, whatever that's called. I do not want to die, right? So I'm not in a hurry, you know, sure. but. I figure I'm going to die anyway one day and we'll get it figured out. But I want to see what these people are seeing, and they experience this peacefulness. You know, they talk about the feeling that you get, which is total love and peace. And, you know, it's awesome.
Sounds very Christian.
It do.
So,
but what religion, when you're rewarded, I mean, even what Muslims get 72 virgins when they die.
Right.
I'm sure there's a feeling of peace and love with that, too.
I would imagine.
So it doesn't necessarily Buddhists. Mean Christian. To me, it just seems like the lighter side, your reward, your,
sure.
you know, whatever. So I wouldn't relate it to Christian.
But what I'm saying is it all sounds like what you hear growing up.
Right.
When you know, go to churches, and you know, that's kind of the love that they talk about. Like my partner is Catholic, And so it's very similar thematically to like of course. Eastern Mass.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Yep. All right. We're going to take a quick break from our friends, our sponsor at nwblends.com, coffee roasted when you order it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Hey, folks. Randy with The Great Podcast. Hey, I want to tell you about nwblends.com, coffee roasted when you order it. That's right. It's not roasted until you order it. Notice how it doesn't say coffee roasted weeks or months ago? Dare I say nay. This coffee is roasted when you order it so that you have the freshest coffee available to you today. It's fantastic. Check out any of the single origin coffees or the blended coffees for that great, rich, never bitter flavor from nwblends.com. Guys, as an added bonus, we're putting in a discount code. Use GREAT at the discount code at checkout and receive 15% off your order. You are absolutely going to love this coffee. It's the freshest, best coffee you can get today off the internet. You're absolutely going to love it. You're just gonna. That's all there is to it. nwblends.com. Check it out, guys. You're absolutely going to love it.